Hi and welcome to the 8th episode of Boosting Your E-Commerce Journey. This is Himanshu Parab, your host, with the 8th episode of the podcast. In today's episode, we discuss the power of influencer marketing in e-commerce, their types and benefits. For listeners who joined us for the first time, just to give you my background, being in technology in India and US for 25 years in software development. This includes both product development and software services. In recent times, spent a considerable time in e-commerce and we're simply loving it. One of the key reasons we started with the podcast was because in our discussion with many budding entrepreneurs who are trying to grow their business online, we noticed that there is a constant need for some form of support and direction, notably when there are obstacles or challenges along the way in e-commerce, particularly for first generation entrepreneurs. So we decided, why not reach out and share our perspective on e-commerce and possibly the way forward. All this while trying to make e-commerce fun, insightful, and engaging. E-commerce today has transformed the way people purchase products. It has become a lot more convenient, efficient, and fun. Just with a few clicks, customers can explore a vast array of products and services. Over time, online shopping has transformed. It is just not about buying from an online store anymore. Now, there is a whole ecosystem built around creating a personalized shopping experience for each customer. This has also transformed the way business is conducted for merchants as well. It's just not about building a store anymore, but how they reach out to the buyers and build a lasting relationship. Once a merchant launches an online business, the first and most important step he needs to do is to find ways and means to attract customers to his store while trying to build trust. This is where influencer marketing comes in, which is the topic of today's discussion. Influencer marketing is a strategy where companies partner with individuals or influencers. These influencers have a loyal audience on social media or other online platforms to help advertise their products or services. These influencers could be celebrities, industry experts, or even content creators who leverage their relationship and credibility with their audience or followers. This to endorse brands or products, often creating an authentic and engaging promotional content. From unboxing videos to product reviews, influencers can create relatable, engaging content that resonates with the followers, building trust and driving conversions. Today, we'll dive deeper into the rise of influencer marketing in e-commerce, exploring why it's such a game changer for brands and how it helps brands amplify their reach in a crowded digital marketplace. I read this quote someplace, which I think summarizes for me what influencer marketing is. And I quote, when you partner with influencers, you're borrowing their credibility to build your own, unquote. This often matters for brands who are trying to sell their products online. Also, according to Neil Patel, a digital marketing expert and owner of UberSuggest, which is a SEO tool, he says, and I quote, influencer marketing is a powerful approach. Almost half of the social media users trust influencers on platforms like Twitter to help them decide what to buy. One more note that I had read recently from Thomason, which says that for every $1 spent on influencer marketing, businesses make an average of $5.78 in return. And, you know, that is a notable number. When we talk about influencers, we often speak about reach, influence, and subsequent impact, all of which are relevant and obviously important. So, to set the context, I'll try quoting a couple examples of influencers on YouTube in India. The first one being Vivek Mittal, who has around 7.8 million followers on YouTube. His handle name is FitTuber. Vivek is a food and health influencer, has a large and loyal audience who view and generally trust his recommendations. This makes him a good partner for brands looking to sell products, food items, and lifestyle-related services. Another example is Gaurav Chaudhary, also known as Technical Guruji. The Indian content creator has around 23 million subscribers on YouTube, is known among tech enthusiasts in India, sharing information and updates about the latest gadgets, trends, and even which scams to avoid, which he renders in Hindi language. Influencers are typically categorized based on the reach. So, for example, nano influencers are those that have a following of around less than 10,000. Micro influencers are those which have followers of between 10 to 100,000 followers. Macro influencers are those which have a following of around 100,000 to a million followers. And finally, we have the mega influencers, you know, which could have following of greater than a million followers. Next, we will discuss a bit in detail on each, not just the reach, but the general characteristics and impact. I want to call out that I mentioned it is generally what is normally observed in each type, but could often vary depending on the influencer, his domain, and overall impact. So to get started, let us first start with the nano influencers. Nano influencers with less than 10,000 followers may have a smaller audience, but are typically highly engaged followers who trust the influencer's opinion. They often connect with a specific niche, making them ideal for brand targeting particular communities. When should brands use nano influencers? If you have a smaller budget or want to test marketing in a newer demography, nano influencers are a cost-effective option. Their strong connection with followers and a higher engagement can bring excellent value, especially when you're aiming to reach a targeted audience. The next on the list is micro influencers. Micro influencers typically have 10 to 100,000 followers. Micro influencers aren't celebrities, but they gain their followers through valuable content and trust. Their expertise in specific niche makes them excellent brand ambassadors. Followers trust their opinion, making them influential within their communities. When should brands use micro-influencers? If a brand is willing to learn from the influencer's knowledge and strong connections with their followers, for brands, this can lead to higher engagement and subsequently better results for the brand. The third on the list is macro-influencers. Macro-influencers typically would have, as I mentioned earlier, 100,000 to a million followers. As compared to nano and micro-influencers, macro influencers have a larger reach. We see most of the time macro influencers are content creators. They spend most of their time in social media. This could be Instagram influencers, vloggers, bloggers, podcasters, and more. Comparatively, in general, macro influencers usually get more likes, comments, interactions than mega influencers. Mega influencers are typically celebrities with more than a million followers. Macro influencers, they are more engaged compared to a mega influencers. When should you choose a macro influencers? If you're aiming to spread awareness and run a campaign with limited budget, you can opt for macro influencers as compared to mega influencers. Choosing a macro influencer instead of a mega influencers gives you both a reach and interaction. The last on the list is the mega influencers, typically with more than a million followers. Mega influencers are often celebrities with huge online audience. As they are famous and have huge following, it is also expensive working with them. When should you choose a mega influencers? Brands should use mega influencers to create wide-reaching brand awareness, especially for product launches or bigger events. With their larger following, they help build buzz and elevate significantly the brand visibility. So now let's touch a bit on the most interesting aspect, which is the benefits of the influencer marketing. I'll touch on the top seven that come to my mind. The first and the foremost one is boost brand awareness. With the help of influencer marketing, e-commerce brands can get their products noticed by more people. Influencers have a loyal followers that help spread the word about the brand. By showcasing products, they can help businesses get more attention and build trust with their audience, which obviously increases the brand's visibility. The second on my mind is using expertise and authority of the influencer to canvas the brand value. What I mean by that is that followers see influencers as experts in a specific area, whether it's fashion, fitness, or something in technology. By partnering with influencers, e-commerce brands can borrow the expertise to make their products look more credible. The third on the list is reaching the right people. Influencers don't have random audiences. They attract a specific type of audience that shares their interest. For e-commerce brands, this is a huge advantage. By teaming up with audiences whose followers match their ideal customers, brands can get their products in front of the right people more easily, which helps them drive sales. Fourth on the list of benefits is saving money with a smarter outreach. Compared to traditional ads, influencer marketing is often more affordable. Instead of spending big on TV or print ads, businesses can work with influencers who already have a loyal following. This allows brands to reach their audiences, making it more cost-effective. The fifth benefit is reaching more people. Influencers, as I mentioned, have loyal fans on platforms like Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. When brands partner with influencers who are good fit for the products, they can instantly connect with new group of people and newer audiences. These partnerships help businesses expand their reach and tap into audiences which they might not have been able to reach with traditional marketing. The sixth benefit, and I'm sure you have seen that more often, which is product reviews and demos. Influencers are great at showing off products in a fun and engaging way. Whether it's through tutorials, reviews, demos, they get their followers to see how a product works in real life. This makes it easier for customers to imagine using the products themselves, which increases their chances of actually buying it. And last and the most important point for me is being able to track success. With influencer marketing, businesses can easily see how their campaigns are working. By using special tracking links or discount codes, brands can easily measure how many sales are coming from each influencers. This helps businesses understand their return on investment and fine-tune their strategy regularly for the future campaigns. So while we talk about influencer marketing, let's talk about a few success stories. The one that comes to my mind is Juicy Chemistry, a skincare brand which was founded in 2015. They have done a lot of successful campaigns. I think in one of their campaigns, which if I remember correctly was #beauty with a Y, where they enlisted around 9 influencers to challenge traditional beauty standards. I think the campaign caught up. It sparked a meaningful conversation with a deeper meaning of beauty. It just wasn't about selling products. In that instance, it made people think about beauty in a newer way, making it a significant influencer marketing success. Since then, Juicy Chemistry has grown into a well-known brand in the beauty industry, celebrated for its organic and thoughtful skincare approach. The next on my list, and I'm sure many of the listeners might know, is about Mamaearth. It's doing great with its influencer marketing. They have worked with around 100 influencers on various social media platforms, ranging from smaller to bigger influencers to reach a wider audience. They have done a lot of successful campaigns. One of them was #ShadiWalaGlowEveryday campaign, which was run by Shilpa Shetty Kundra, which really caught people's attention. Working with mom bloggers has also helped Mamaearth. They run a campaign with Goodness is a Choice, where Instagram moms talked about their experience with Mamaearth products, greatly increased the brand's popularity and overall appeal. The third one that I want to mention is Patanjali. They've utilized influencer marketing by partnering with prominent figures and influencers to endorse their range of Ayurvedic products. Their collaboration with celebrities, social media influencers has helped Patanjali boost its brand presence and consumer trust significantly, which is very important in their line of business. So with that, I think we come to the conclusion of this episode of Boosting Your E-commerce Journey. Just to summarize, in today's discussion, we spoke about the power of influencer marketing. We also discussed the types of influencers, the nano, the micro, the macro, and the mega influencers, the benefits of influencer marketing, and we touched on 3 examples. As I conclude, I'd like to say that influencer marketing has become an impactful way for e-commerce brands to build trust, boost brand awareness, and reach a wider audience in today's digital marketplace. By leveraging the influence and credibility of content creators from a nano to mega influencers, brands can create authentic connections with potential customers in a short span of time. The affordability and flexibility of influencer marketing combined with its ability to drive sales and gain measurable ROI makes it an essential strategy for businesses of all size. So finally, I'll conclude by saying that as e-commerce evolves, influencers will continue to contribute to brand growth, enabling brands to connect with their target audiences in a deeper and a more effective and impactful way. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you found this episode insightful. Kindly share this podcast with your friends and colleagues who you think might find it useful. Also, it helps us reach more listeners. If you'd like to reach out to us, we can also be reached at info@buildmymart.com, an e-commerce platform that helps small and medium businesses build, launch, and manage their online store at an affordable price. Join us next week and also share with us your suggestions on newer topics in e-commerce and that you would like to explore. Till then, keep exploring e-commerce and have fun while at it. Cheers, signing off, your host Himanshu Parab. Thank you and bye-bye.